this week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
So you go over this bridge, and you see on either side of the bridge a ravine of water. It's trickling down from the ceiling of the cave.
The heroes delve deeper into the mysterious cavern and must rely on Troy's geological survey.
Stalactites are a muscle in the butt that clenches when you fight shadow rats.
All right.
Little known fact.
Google it.
Deeper into the darkness, an encounter with a strange new creature will test Galabras' mettle.
Galabras, can you still make water?
I'm making water right now!
Not in your pants, you damn fool!
And threaten to change him forever.
Are you all right?
What happened? No!
I've never been less than all right.
Yeah, I've never been less okay in my entire life.
The adventure continues right now.
Hi out there in Glass Cannon Land, Matthew here. I want to talk for a few brief minutes about everyone's favorite subject, math. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I did go to math in high school occasionally, so I think that qualifies me to talk about this. But no, seriously, you know, since math is, you know, a part of the game so much, and you know, we got chance and everything always at play, and also because Gormley's low-level abilities in combat are basically evil eye cackle, run away again. Anyway, I thought I should actually take a look to see if I was actually contributing to the combat in any meaningful way. Actually, Gormley is contributing. By giving an enemy a -2 to his AC or his attack rolls, Gormley's actually upping his chances of hitting him, or him not hitting one of us, by 10%, which isn't bad. And actually can be the difference between more likely missing and more likely hitting. So let's say, for example, there was an enemy with like a 17 AC, and Gormley wants to shoot him with her crossbow. So her two-hit bonus on a ranged attack is +5. So if I roll a 12 or better, the bolt hits. So that's a 9 out of 20 chance, or 45%. But with Evil Eye to his AC, I just have to roll a 10 or better. So I have an 11 out of 20 chance, or 55%. Could be enough to make the difference. The other time this kind of debuff-buff statistical stuff comes into play is with advantage and disadvantage, when someone rolls a d20 twice and takes the better or worse result, depending. So like when Galabras gives someone a bit of luck, or Troy deigns to give out a bottle cap, or if Gormley could for once get a misfortune hex to land. This can make a serious difference mathematically. So let's take the same example. Gormley's rolling to hit with a crossbow, enemy's AC is 17, 45% chance of hitting. But if for some strange reason Gormley had advantage and got to roll twice, the chances of rolling that 12 or better shoot up to 69%. That's huge. And can be the difference between life and death in combat. Which is probably why Troy won't give out more fucking bottle caps. Anyway, there are a lot of fun scenarios to play around with here, but we didn't come here for math. We came here for some make-believe fantasy. So let's get to the episode. And by the way, if you're interested, we'll post a link to an article on onlinedungeonmaster.com, which has a chart of the advantage, disadvantage, success percentages, and other fun thoughts on the idea. Nerd out as you will. But for now, please enjoy episode 24. No egrets.
Okay, as you approach the stone bridge, 17 more shadow rats come rushing directly.
Only 17?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 18 more shadow
you
rats
mother
come rushing at you. I'm kidding.
I knew that was too easy.
Two shadow. Yeah, all right, so, yes, your chickens came home to roost, and you fought your old friend, the shadow rats.
And I love how we went back to that lockbox, I remember, and we... sorry. And we found that scroll of Ghostbane Dirge in the lockbox. We were like, oh, that was the answer to all of our problems. And now we have it, and we cast it on it, and it's completely useless.
Nothing.
A quarter damage from slashing and piercing weapons. Now, that's because it was a swarm.
That's because it's a swarm, yeah.
But, you know what occurred to me from last time? I think I remembered that if they get wet... They're corporeal.
You know, that was true. Troy, yes, that was just true. That was just Troy right. Being a cool dude. That wasn't.
Yeah, because
I am the best.
I think I. So that. Okay, whatever.
We could have created a puddle of water.
I could have created water.
I actually thought about that during that fight, and like one of the first rounds, and I was like, I'm going to say that as soon as he's done talking, and it went right out of my head for like something somebody said.
It seemed like it was a deus ex machina when it happened the first time.
But, yeah,
that's what I
it just got distracted by this water.
A deus ex DM, you mean?
Deus ex me.
DM ex machina.
Troy ex. No, okay. So, I mean, you guys seem like you're fully ready to go.
No.
So you just want to...
No.
No, things are not good. So I believe Galabras used three channels. Mm-hmm. I got four three. Strength taken away. So basically what that does for Lork is it means he takes a minus two to hit and damage across the board on everything with his axe, and he also can no longer fire his short bow that he got from those big tough orcs that we killed last night.
All right.
So because he can't even pull it back, he's so
not
weak.
Strong enough.
Yeah. So you know, we started heading down the bridge at the end of last episode, and I had this image before we started recording this, and I was just like imagining Lork like walking down, this all occurring to him, and him like just like putting up the fist, like, hold on a second, and turning around and be like, we can't possibly go in here. I can't use my bow. I can't stab anything. Like he's totally useless. So I think that we, at the very least, I need to go back out to town and I need to get my bow, like my old longbow, my crappy old longbow.
Maybe you could talk to the guards at the head of the tunnel.
And just like intimidate them into giving me a long,
whatever. Well, I mean, your people know you now in the city is like, oh, these guys saved our ass.
Yeah.
I'm sure word has at least passed through the Trunau militia that Lork's not your average paper pusher anymore.
Right. Well, I think the first thing that need to do is cast Lesser Restoration.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a shot. Now, the problem is, with Lesser Restoration, it will restore 1d4 ability damage. So I have to roll a four-sided die and hope for the best.
If he gets four, I don't even need the other bow.
If you get four, everything's cool. We can keep going.
Yeah.
So four, you have to get a four to get the bow back, or a three would do it?
No, it has to be four, right?
Well, that was what was so exciting about those bows is they used my maximum strength. Like, and I was like, they're exactly my maximum strength. But then here's the downside.
Yeah.
You lose any strength, you can't even use the bow at all. Like, if you lose one point of strength.
I can't do it.
It wasn't quite the image I had, but that's fine.
That is exactly what I had in mind.
I can't do it.
It's too hard.
So I have I have a bottle cap left over from some point. I can't remember when.
Something you just drank.
Yeah. Rona that I had.
I think you got it for correctly deducing that this cave existed.
Yeah.
That's right. Matthew, you get a bottle cap. No.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not that nice.
A memory bottle cap. So I'm going to, we talked about this. You're going to allow me to cash it in. Normally we just use it for 20-sided rolls, but we cash it in. So I can make two D4 rolls and take the better.
Totally.
And add them together.
Especially where I'm...
Troy, you're so generous.
Where I'm so stingy with ball caps, this is an opportunity where you would have to.
Yeah.
And he rolls an 8, and I go up 8 strength. Just like... I'm all jacked up.
You can't restore what...
All right, are you rolling two at the same time?
As a side note, in our other game this week, one of my players did something so stupid, I requested to take a bottle cap away from him.
Good inside joke, Troy.
Yeah.
You give me a bottle cap.
All right, here we go. I want to see this.
I'm rolling my baby blue four-sided die and Grant's brand new giant red four-sided die.
And we're hoping for a four here.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
One four. Come on, baby. Papa needs a brand new something. All right. Nope.
Well, you got a three out of the red one.
Three, so.
Three, that's good.
That's good.
I mean, I can't use the bow, but at least I get one point back. Well, like one... point of two hit back. All right, so what about going, I mean, we're still in town, like we can't go to like Tayari and like request to give a donation and get Lesser Restoration cast.
I mean we are doing this on behalf of the town. We were specifically, I'm sure, ordered,
honored to help.
Oh, by the militia, you right? Totally can. You're only concerned about if there's like a secret escape route or something.
Right.
You know, the time is of the essence. You've already spent 8 hours. You know, you feel good about it. The tracks you've seen, they look fresh. You know that they're within 24 hours. So it's not, you don't, I think you don't have the 8 hours to rest, but you can absolutely go make it back to Tayari.
Okay,
well, then it would be a guaranteed I could get it because she just needs to roll a one.
Yeah.
So,
well, can we just send a guard to bring her here so we can, like,
make totally. Sure. I mean, the guards are only 150 feet away.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Okay, so you guys stay in the cavern.
Yeah, can we sit tight for, like, it might take her, like, a half hour to get back or whatever, and we'll just, like, listen for any sounds down that way.
Sure.
Or,
well, then that would lead me to ask the question, Galabras, can you use this hour?
Oh, boy.
No. Okay. All right.
You had to do it, Matthew. You had to do it.
I want to know.
You know, I really want Skid to come to my wedding, and you do stuff like this, and now him and I are going to get into a huge fight.
All right. Well, if we are prepared for our favorite sound drop.
Oh, boy.
He's got some explaining.
And a thank you to Nick Lowe for that.
So what we found out, because in the book it says that a cleric needs an hour of meditation to restore his spells for the day.
Restore their daily allotment of spells.
Restore their daily allotment of spells. But upon closer reading, the text says that the cleric picks 1 hour of the day in which to do his meditation. And so the text implies that even though it only takes an hour, you can only do it once per day. The problem with that is if you can't restore your spells twice over a 24-hour period, even if you rest 8 hours two times.
Oh.
So we still have to, like, figure out, like, how we're going to work that. Yeah. But the upshot is I can't just wait an hour and restore all my spells, which is fair. Like, that would probably be overpowered. So
a lot of it comes back to the whole idea of spells per day. You know, you could sleep 16 hours, but, like, your per day allotment is your per day allotment.
And that's bullshit.
And, I agree. Like, I don't know. And that obviously
because there's no such restriction on arcane spellcasters.
There isn't?
No.
I have spells per day.
Well, yeah, but it's like you require like eight hour rest to, like, get your spells back.
Oh.
So, like, you could rest 8 hours, party for an hour, and then rest again and get your spells back.
Right, but
it's still per day.
But they also... But
no, that's still happening in the same day.
But they also only have access to a very limited amount of spells, like scrolls he finds. You have access... clerics have access to all of the spells that they're, you know,
well, that's God true, but they're also, most of their spells are a lot more powerful than the cleric spells.
At earlier levels, yeah, yeah. For sure.
I will say, you don't think that we're going to ever go to sleep, wake up, party for an hour, and go to sleep again, do you?
No, but it's just like, it just doesn't
it was a really good party.
It doesn't seem fair.
There definitely has to be something fun. I looked into this whole idea of spell points. We, like, recover, similar to grit points, you kind of can, like, recover them and whatnot, but I didn't do enough research into it.
But we should look into it.
Yeah, we should definitely look
into
it.
That sounds fun.
And hey, you know what? If you guys have ideas on how you have tackled, you guys meaning the listeners, if you have ideas on how you've tackled this subject in your own home games, we would love to hear it, because we're all about homebrew stuff. We homebrew rules all the time. We have house, not homebrew, but house rules.
Yeah.
So
not the rules we should note surrounding Shadow Rats.
Right.
No, those rules are all by the book.
They play by their own rules.
That rule is only whenever possible, add more shadow rats to any campaign, right?
Right.
You give a shadow rat the rule book, and he throws it out the window.
All right, so then if we can do that, let's send a guard to go get Tayari, since Galabras shot off a very powerful 3 out of 4 lesser restoration. I just need 1 point.
Okay.
If we can bring down Tayari.
That's very nice of Galabras.
Yes.
That's
one of his second level spells for the whole day. Yeah.
Right.
And then if we can give her, you know, like a 10 gold donation, double our donation from last time.
You go out there and the guard's like, how goes it in there? I smell a lot of vomit. Just wafting from the mouth of the cave.
We were set upon by a swarm of shadow rats. Don't go in there. They're horrible. You can't hit them with any sort of physical attacks. Do you have any magic weapons on you that we could borrow?
I mean, I've got this +8 longsword.
I'll take it.
My father gave it to me. What do you need?
Could you please go back to the sanctuary with all haste and get Tayari Varvedos? Bring her to the cave here and tell her we need her aid greatly with a restoration spell.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be right back. Half an hour later.
Thank you.
He comes running up with Tayari. Look, what seems to be the problem?
We encountered a foe within the caves that sapped my strength. I'm unable to shoot my own bow, Tayari, and I need the help of your lesser restoration. Galabras has helped me, but he's drained his ability to cast the spell again today.
Ah, well, luckily I already did my morning meditation, so I can be of help.
Thank you for taking that hour.
All right, let me just lay my hands upon you. And you get back all your strength.
Awesome.
Right. Does she have more than one of that? Because I could use
it. Miss Varvatos, you got any more?
Let's see. She says, I can do that once more per day. it saps my strength to do it, but I can do it once more. Yes.
I'm down two. What are you down? I'm only down one, so you take it. Give it to me.
Although I'm the only one that's using melee attacks.
Oh, well, give it to that guy.
Are you hit too?
Yeah. Well, I've won.
It affected your bonus?
Yeah, because I was a 10 and I'm 9. So.
Okay, give it to this guy.
Galabras, I can't believe you've become an adventurer. You look bloodied and beaten.
Covered in
No, I'm just a little weaker.
Oh, well, please, was before, let me lay my hands upon you.
Please.
And you recover four points of strength.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. I'm a mighty superhero. Thank you.
You were only down one, so you just, you just went up to... Okay,
thank you, Tayari. I feel my old strength coming back.
Good. I probably could have done 2d4, but I don't want to take the time to look at my character sheet.
All right.
Perhaps someday you will give a donation to the sanctuary. But this is neither time nor place.
Are you a cleric of Yomadai, or are you a cleric?
Damn it,
cleric of what's the other one? The business
Abadar.
One?
Abadar.
Abadar.
I just want to build new pews. But if you're gonna be rude,
we are actively trying to save.
Right, right,
town.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. Yomadai, be with you. And she runs off.
Well, that answers your question.
Perhaps one of us will die in the process. Yomadai donated our lives.
If you do die, make sure you come to the sanctuary.
Cast gentle repose
for all your burial needs.
For all your burial needs, visit the sanctuary.
Just because we're bereaved doesn't make us sap.
the website has a quote from Lork. They did wonders for my dead son. 5 stars.
I love how this keeps coming up as a joke. Like, guys are awful. All right. Lork is happy to now continue back over the bridge following the tracks.
Okay. So you go over this bridge, and you see on either side of the bridge a ravine of water. It's trickling down from the ceiling of the cave, and you enter an even larger cavern.
Oh, wow. Troy just laid down a huge map.
Wow, that is big.
So, yeah, show me the party order here as you cross the bridge.
All right, I'll be behind.
Lorik will be out in front.
And
Gormley will bring up the rear.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's enough room for people to stand 2 abreast if you'd like to do that.
Well, yeah, you want Baron to get up there and I'll get behind you?
Sure.
So the bridge was about 50 feet long, and it's just about 10 feet wide. And you guys come to the end of it, and you see this large cavern. How about a little flavor description, huh?
Yeah, please.
Haven't done that in a while. Dark water, thick mud, and silt cover the floor of this cavern, separated from the rest of the cave by steep cliffs and muddy escarpments. A trickle of water. This is the old fuck. That's not even the right one.
Damn it, you already read that one. I was like, this sounds exactly like the last cave we walked into.
You see, an identical cave to the last cave.
Oh, man.
Cave. The final frontier.
You go back in time and you see the same room. You walk in, and instead of that, you see tangles of thick white webbing fill a ravine.
Oh, great.
At the eastern end of this cavern. A thick, flat slab of dark gray stone forms a bridge across the ravine. So you just crossed one ravine, but on the other side, you see another stone bridge, crossing over another ravine, and just these thick white webs, below the ravine.
Spider webs.
Spider webs, like, below the ravine. So if you fell off the ledge, there would be spider webs.
Okay.
Thank you for further specifying.
Poet.
So if you look over the edge.
A real wordsmith.
Spiderwebs.
The gossamer webbing of the webs.
DM yes. UI.
And you also see a number of stalagmites poking up from the floor of the cavern. Big ones, little ones, all around. And if you didn't know, stalagmites are the ones that come from the floor, because stalactites hang tight from the ceiling, and you might trip over stalagmites.
What are stalactites?
Stalactites are a muscle in the butt that clenches when you fight shadow rats.
All right.
Little known fact.
Google it.
Real question.
relevant comment.
We seem to
you in the back.
We seem to be at the end of the man-made parts of this. This is all a naturally occurring cave.
There's another bridge over there.
Yeah,
that's so. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. You know, you're
but
surrounded
if there are stalagmites
by
rock. Stalactites and shit. Like the caverns in between these bridges are naturally occurring.
Well, remember, you yourself noticed right upon entering the tunnel that it was not the craftsmanship of a dwarf. So whoever did do this did not do a good job,
okay.
And that's been pretty consistent throughout. But at the same time, there are bridges, and they've cleared stuff out, but the larger stalagmites, they've left.
Excuse me, Mr. DM.
Yes, Gormley?
There is no such thing as a stalactite. It's stalagmite and stalactite.
That's right. That is accurate. That is right. Stalactite.
Any Philip K. Dick facts?
While we're on the subject.
Philip K. Dick, now, it was Grant pointed out that he's buried in Colorado. He's buried in Monument, Colorado in February 1983.
He was classmates with Ursula K. Le Guin
also
in high school?
Ursula K. Le Guin.
If you steal his dick fact, he's going to punch you.
So Grant already stole both of those dick facts from me. But he was buried in February 1983. Little known fact, he didn't die until the second week of March 1983.
What?
So presumably he spent the last 2 weeks of his life clawing desperately at the inside of his coffin.
Wait, is that real? That's
no,
true?
No, it's not real. Oh, okay. But see, Grant steals all my actual dick facts, so I have to start making them up.
Wow, he really was classmates with Ursula K. Le Guin?
That is true.
They didn't know each other.
They didn't know each other.
Wait, was that really the dick fact?
Yeah.
The Ursula K. Le Guin thing?
Yeah, that was true.
Oh.
Lover.
Thank you, Grant. I didn't know that. That's so
no
interesting,
problem.
Motherfucker,
Grant.
You know, I thought it was... My dick fact. My dick fact. My dick.
Get your hands off my dick
fact. Get your hands off my dick fact.
Okay.
Okay. So,
all right, Lork will keep following tracks. Do you want me to roll? Do you want me to... Are they obvious? Is it...
It's pretty... You know, you rolled... I think you only rolled a 12.
Before. I did.
So the tracks seem to... fade in here.
Okay.
You're not getting the same scent.
But there really is no other path than over the other bridge, right?
Yeah.
Visible.
Yeah, everything. You're surrounded by rocks and bridge.
Okay, then I would like to, can I roll a stealth check to move towards this first sort of large stalagmite in front of me to, I want to go up and kind of see, make sure there's no danger right behind it before my party here walks by it.
Okay, so you guys are going to hang back while Lork skulks up to this large
yeah,
because
this strategy has always worked well in the past. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Split the party.
all right, he's just going to kind of come up next to this stalagmite. Oh, God damn it, this is going to suck. All right, that's good. 18 stealth.
18 stealth, you say. You walk up there, and you don't hear anything or see anything.
And I look around the back side of it. I don't see anything.
No.
Can I do a perception check up by the bridge and off into the distance there just to see if I see any signs of danger? Mm-hmm. 21.
No, you don't sense any danger.
Can I do a perception check on the webbing around us?
The majority of the webbing is coming from... that you can visibly see is coming from the other side of the room on those other ravines. You would have to get a little closer to inspect.
All right, Lork is going to sort of quietly do a hand signal to motion the group forward, and he's going to be ready for
look over here.
to move forward.
All right, should we stealth up with him, or should we just
depends on what you want.
I'm not going to
My strength reduction has made my encumbrance go up to a point where my stealth goes lower now. So it's I'm just going to walk up. I mean, I could, but...
I'm minus six stealth, so...
Clang, 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 clang.
Look, I'm coming to the stalagmite. Here I am, right here behind this rock.
All right, so everybody's going to move up. Anything jump out at us or anything?
Everything jumps out. No, your stealth check, you got up there and, you know, they come crumping up and nothing happens.
Okay.
Can I see the webbing better now? Or do I need to get even closer?
Probably have to get up to the edge of the ravine or within 10 feet of it, so because it's down, you know what I mean? Like the ravine goes, you can't tell how many feet down because nobody's inspected it, but it goes down. You have to kind of look over the edge.
Can I do a perception check on the ceiling right where we're standing, like just up above us? Or
straight up?
Did you count that with the 21 that I rolled, like that I was looking all around?
No, I thought you were looking in the back of the room.
I was. So
With the 20, still rolling the 21 over. You don't see anything above you.
Can you see the ceiling?
Yeah, the ceiling's about 20 feet high.
Okay.
But again, it's pretty dark, but you do not see anything directly above you.
Okay.
Do we still need our light objects to see in here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got to cast it again, because it's been a half hour.
All right. Should I just cast Dancing Light so we're followed around by four?
Sure.
I'll do that. Okay.
How long does that last?
It has a limit, but I can only have one of them active at a time, so I can't, like, cast it. They follow us.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a beautiful image. A couple of dancing lights following us through this horrifying cave of death.
So Gormley turns her fingers upwards and waggles them, and four dancing lights spring out and hover around us and light the room.
Okay.
Here we go.
As you bring four lights into the room, you hear like, and you see
Calabrus. Be careful,
Calabrus fell into the ravine.
Sorry.
You see these two creatures. They're about the size of a hawk, with six legs, and like they almost look like a stork, but they're the size of the hawk with greasy feathers and razor sharp beaks. Come like. Running at you from the other side of the cavern towards these lights. Roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
I'll show you a picture of them in a second.
Oh, it's like a disgusting egret.
Yeah.
With lots of legs.
They're known as griffs.
Griffs.
Like the bad guy from Back to the Future.
No, that's Biff.
But didn't he have a son, Griff,
in Back to the Future 2? It's Biff.
But there was Griff, and when they go to the future, his like great-grandson was Griff.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right, yeah.
Guys, Google, tweet us. Okay, what everybody roll for initiative? Anybody over 20?
12 for Lork.
17 for Gormley.
Okay, Baron?
Nueve.
So six.
The old flipsy doodle. This man's a professional comedian.
Gormley, what did you say again?
17.
And Lork was 11?
12.
12. And Galabras?
3.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. All right. It is Gormley's turn.
How far away are we?
What is that, like 30, 40, 35 feet-ish? Give or take?
Well, it's six. If you do it with like a diagonal, it's probably like 40-ish, 45.
All right, so Gormley will step up behind Galabra so she's within range and will hex the foremost griff.
Hexing griffs.
Evil eye. You know what? No. Fuck it. Roll in it. Misfortune.
Ah.
Right off the bat.
Oh, okay. The one on the left or the one on the right?
The one on my left.
Okay. And what is that, a will save?
DC 14 will save.
Made it.
Damn it.
Rolled an 18.
And that's...
So that's it.
That's it. I can't hex that one again. Whatever. Next. Next!
Man, I really love that hex.
It laughs at you in an avian language you don't understand.
In some avian language.
I'm going to take all your strength away.
Lork.
Lork can barely sort of see these things because he's on the other side of the stalagmite, so he's going to roll a stealth check.
Mm-hmm.
To and hide behind the rock to try to prevent them from seeing him.
Okay. All right.
13.
So you kind of like stealth behind the rock, but that light above you is still, you know.
Cast a shadow on the floor.
Yeah, so you can't tell if they're intelligent enough to understand that or not, but you don't feel like, got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
That's the sensation you get. But that's okay. A swift action or free action?
Stealth? I actually don't know. Yeah, I could speak about it, but
you can still do an action.
All right, then in that case, I'm going to kind of peek around the rock. And
I think stealth is like part of a stealth.
And shoot them with an arrow. So basically what I was trying to do is like if you successfully stealth, from what I understand, then you can hit them at their...
Flat-footed AC.
But they're flat-footed anyway because they haven't acted yet. So I guess it was pretty relevant. But that's the idea.
That's okay. I'll cut all that out.
I also did not want them to see me. All right, here we go. Taking a shot.
You know some people think birds are bad luck?
Critical fumble.
Critical fumble.
Glad we spent all that time restoring your strength so you could use your bow you're so good at.
Guys, I've never felt better.
Oh, God.
Fumble card.
Please be dental, fumble card, guys.
I was just going to say, this is just the start of the combat. It's such a bad time for critical fumble. And I was like, when is it the good time for a critical fumble? When are you like, I'm glad it happened now.
I would laugh if it's like you take 1d4 strength damage.
This is interesting. So in the darkness, lost the target. You take a -4 penalty on all attack rolls for one round.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm rendered basically inert for a round.
Okay.
At least you didn't hit yourself in the face with a battle axe.
Crit myself.
That was a lot worse.
You know what? These fucking birds have a catapult around the corner, and they're going to put them in it. I can feel it.
And I'm going to take a 5-foot step back again and hug around behind the rock so they can't see me.
Okay. Gunslinger.
Can I ready an action to where when they get within 20 feet of me, I can shoot them?
Absolutely. Just remind me.
Here's the thing, though. This is something that I looked up recently when we were trying to do cover more correctly. With Galabras in front of you, they get a +4 to their AC on a ranged attack. So like you have to have a clear, uninterrupted shot to not give them a bonus to their AC.
Oh, so it effectively gives them cover because he's trying to shoot
through a creature.
Oh, wow.
And it can be ally or foe, but it's a creature.
It's +4 for every one, right?
Yeah,
so if there were two people between you and your target,
it makes sense. So if you're like standing in the back of a crowd and you fire your gun, you're gonna have a lot less chance of hitting the target.
Right, but it's not a subtraction to your roll. It's a bonus to their AC, but because sometimes their AC might be damaged and you blah blah whatever.
Right, and a crit's still a crit. So
right, exactly.
Could he move and ready an action still? Then we establish that's okay.
Yeah. So you can definitely ready an action, but I'm just letting you guys know to start coordinating so that Galabras, you get out of the way of his gun.
I'm going to say, Galabras, get down as I ready this action, or get out of my way. And I'm going to wait for him for his turn to take a 5-foot step or something. And part of my ready to action is I will wait for a clear line of sight.
Okay.
There you go.
Great. Just again, remind me when that happens. Okay. The foremost Griff comes running up at Galabras.
That's Gormley.
That's Gormley. I'm sorry. I can't tell my men and women apart. Is that clear shot for you, Baron, or you're good?
Nope.
Okay. So it comes, this tiny thing. And these are small creatures. You know, imagine, it's so gross. They're like little storks with six legs. You see their greasy feathers. And it goes to claw you. And misses. The other one in the back, we'll call him back, does the same thing to...
That's me.
To Galabras. To everybody's favorite cleric.
Oh, right, you rolled a 3. Fuck, I thought you were going to be able to go first. Sorry.
Nope. 12.
Miss.
Misses. So it goes to claw you as well. Misses. And it is Galabras' turn.
Galabras will do... fuck. Okay, yeah. Galabras will take a five-foot step back.
Bam! I'm shooting him.
Okay, so Galabras steps back, and Baron enacts his action.
They are in melee with me.
Yeah, so it's the same thing as cover, basically.
They're not both in melee with you. They were melee with... The one I'm shooting at was in melee only with Galabras, not with him.
But they weren't actively... It's threatened by Gormley.
All right, well, I still rolled a 21.
Ooh! Okay, so that was... Against touch, AC. Against touch, that is a hit.
And I got up close and deadly and said, it's hunting season.
That's a good one. I do kind of like
that's
that
a
one.
Good one.
I rolled 9 points of damage.
Oh, boom! Shot one of its legs off.
Well, it's got that was five
the,
more.
So. That was the one on my right, your left.
Yeah.
Stage right. Okay.
They're nine. All, yeah, they're next to Gormley, but he made a very nine, accurate shot.
9 points of damage. Great job. So you move now in the initiative order to right before Galabras. Galabras, you stepped back.
I'm just going to hold.
Right, Gormley? Round two.
Gromley's going to be daring, and can I roll an acrobatics check to try to move out without incurring attack of opportunity?
I'd be mad if you didn't.
18.
Against the CM Dazoo?
Yep.
Doesn't list here. You made it.
Nice.
All right.
Smooth. So Gromley dips and dodges back behind Galabras and is going to hex the one that Baron did not shoot, Evil Eye.
Okay, you're going to try an evil eye. Will save 20. Saved.
So for one round, you have a minus two to your attack roll.
Minus nice. Two. Nice. I like it.
Attack that's a good until one. Round three. Very good. Very good. Lork.
Lork is going to move around the stalagmite, sort of hugging it on the opposite side where they can't see, and he's going to... switch over to his battle axe and okay. Just prepare to attack next round because he's not going to be able to get there in one round.
I see. You can't. You don't have enough room to get over there.
Or
movement speed.
I have a minus four to hit. Like I don't want to risk. I want to wait till I can charge and they don't see me. And oh yeah, so I want to roll a stealth again. So
that condition goes away, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, after one round. Okay. So I want to roll a stealth again so that they don't see me, and I got an 18.
18. Okay. They do not. They appear to be totally focused on the rest of the party.
Okay.
But as you round the stalactite, roll a perception check. Might.
Ooh.
Interesting.
You find treasure!
Another natural one. A 9 perception.
Everything seems to be okay.
Oh, man, that would have been...
That was another really bad time to roll a 1, I think.
I think so.
Okay. Don't worry, next time will be the perfect time.
All right, it is... the Griff's turn. Okay, this...
Somebody might want to roll a nature check or something, too, to figure out what these things are.
I should have done that on that turn.
They both
I always forget to do that.
They both continue pressing the casters, and the first one goes to claw Galabras. Gelabrus.
Do they move together?
Just saving time. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it got Galabras. So... It claws you, and it doesn't do any damage, but it attempts to grab you.
Hmm.
And it is a 15 against your CMD.
Yep.
All right, so this thing comes up, and it's just like, locks its claw into Galabras.
Don't actually touch me.
You like
what are you
it?
Doing? Stop actually touching me. Eat this all, theater of the mind.
I got really into it. Sorry I scratched you. So it starts...
Really hurts.
It starts... It claws into your leg and starts climbing up your body and, like, resting its torso around your stomach.
Oh, man.
And the other one attempts to claw a Gormley. And claws Gormley.
Oh, no.
Attempts to grapple Gormley. And grapples Gormley. So the same thing. Claw, 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 with all of its six legs. And it's just like wrapping itself around you.
Have you guys seen what duck penises look like, by the way? Because this is terrifying.
Like corkscrews.
Yeah, it's awful. This is what's going to happen to you guys.
I do not want to be attacked.
Speaking of duck penises, Baron, you're up.
It's a delicacy in the Five Kings Mountains. So what does it seem like based off of my years of training and combat? Could I attack them? Is it a -4? Do I run any risk of hurting my compatriots?
I think you can attack grappled creatures, right? But you take a You take anything? Do you know how this works?
When we did it for the monitor lizard, there was no penalty for a melee attack. I don't think we've shot a ranged attack into a grappled creature.
So mean, a ranged attack, it's still threatened. You could swing your axe at it and take no penalty, but...
Except that he has strength damage, yeah, so you would take a penalty.
So that's neither here nor there.
But could I just, like, stand in a square adjacent and put my gun on its head?
In the real world?
Yes.
But, yeah, I think it's...
So what do I take, a minus something?
Minus four.
What am I going to do besides shoot this motherfucker?
Yeah.
I'm going to go towards the one that I already shot that's on Gel, but also partially because I like Galavris more than Gormley.
I was going to
say...
In the game. Gormley, you notice this. He goes out of his way to protect Galavris.
And Gormley is like, middle finger straight up. Comes up.
I enjoy the friendly rivalry between the two of you.
That is the 16 against touch.
That is now minus four?
12.
Bullet. Sales.
Wait. When
right into Galabras.
When the griff grappled me, did you count the minus two to its attack roll?
I rolled a 19.
Okay.
Natural 19.
99.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. But thank you for my. I do have it here.
That negative four fucking sucks.
Here's a question. Here's an advanced
yes.
play question.
Joseph O'Brien?
Does that minus two count on the CMB roll for the grappling? If you have a penalty to your attack roll, is that the same thing on a CMB? A grapple is effectively an attack.
It's a combat maneuver. If it's a penalty to your base attack bonus, then yes, it would be, because that factors into your CMB.
Mm. I mean, it seems interesting.
I've had that question before, but I've never voiced it.
In the case, because I'm assuming the casters have the lowest CMBs of the group, and they roll pretty high, so
yeah.
They have a huge bonus to their CMB. But interesting thing to look up later. All right, so Baron. Sails away. Do you want to move, Baron, or did you move to get into that position?
No, I was already in that position, so I think that I will back up.
Joe just moved his token into the water.
So you back up webs. Closer to where Lork is?
Right.
Roll a perception check.
There we go.
I'm going to use my Clifford the Big Red D20.
Yeah, he's going to get a 20. My prediction's 23.
I rolled a... 16.
Everything seems to be fine.
Oh, God.
All right, Galabras.
Evil bastard.
Can I move with this thing latched to me?
Yes, I believe you move at half your speed when grappled. It's like...
Unless I use agile feet.
Ooh.
Is this difficult terrain, though, or is it just...
Well, I don't... I mean...
What else is he going to use it for?
What else am I going to use it, you know? It's like... As a free action, you gain increased mobility for one round. For the next round, all difficult terrain, and do not take... well, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I have the grapple chart here. It's... The defender's turn. You can attempt to become the controlling grappler as a standard action. You make a CMB check. You can attempt to break free, so you can then act normally as a standard action. Or you can attempt any action that doesn't require two hands. By the way, you and Galabras and Gormley, you take a minus 4 to your dex, can't make attacks of opportunity. You can't move. Oh, that's what it is. You can't move, although you may still take move actions. Okay. You take a minus 2 on your attack rolls and CMB checks, etc., etc.
Wait, how much damage did he do?
He didn't do damage. He just
latched.
Climbed up.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not going to do anything.
I'm sure it's going to be horrible. Horrible.
Is anyone else thinking about the face huggers from Aliens?
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Except they're kind of scarier when they're like a six-legged greasy stork.
That's the name of the episode.
I guess I'm gonna try to break free. Because
a visit from the
I know the thing is like stork. I know Joe knows what these are, but he's been very good about not like.
Do you have knowledge?
Joe,
nature?
The player, knows well. He,
I do. I should roll
on his
knowledge
turn.
Nature,
I don't have knowledge nature. Someone should do that.
I haven't.
But I know, like he's been gesticulating wildly about how horrible these things are. Whatever it is they do, I don't know what he's saying. But I do get
what
the
I'm
sense.
Saying is get away.
Yeah, I get the sense that I don't want this.
I'll
thing.
Give you a hint. They vomit shadow rats.
All right. I
guess that's a bestiary 5 creature.
Why can't they lay golden eggs? Like. Oh.
God, you know, it was like on the edge. It was like 19, and then tipped over because it's on a slanted couch, and three. that's five.
So Galabras is like, get... And next round. At this moment...
God damn it.
Above Lork...
Spider.
A spider...
Fucking spider.
...comes down from its web. And attempts to... I mean, what do spiders do?
They be spider people.
They bite. They be spider people?
They do.
Well, and now's a chance to get another new disease.
Good.
It's about time.
Working your way to that degree.
Can I interest you in an exciting new opportunity to get a disease?
Right, exactly.
First spider comes down.
We'll pay you three copper pieces a day.
First spider.
Lands on Lork's head.
First spider.
And misses. Funny you should mention that, Baron.
First spider.
Then the second spider comes down.
First spider.
And lands on Baron's head and attempts to bite Baron.
And these are big, right? They're like...
And fumbles.
Ooh, okay. All right.
A natural attack. The web breaks and it lands on Lork.
Pinched nerve. I think we've seen that before. If you had reach greater than 5 feet, it is reduced to 5 feet for three rounds. So that nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. But unless it has reach.
It does not hit nor poison either of you.
Sweet.
Which is pretty sweet. Gormley.
I'm going to do a knowledge nature on the griffs.
Classic.
It's a 15.
15, you say? Okay. You, is there anything specific you'd like to know?
Weaknesses?
Attacks. I don't know if they have any weaknesses, but like, what do they do?
Right. It has, as far as you know, it does not have any weaknesses, but you can see in front of you a sexual organ.
I fucking knew it!
Oh!
They're ducks!
Like, starting to get hard. And making its way towards your torso.
Oh,
this is fucking...
God!
This is a family podcast. A Manson family podcast.
Check out Skid's post on Tumblr about the connection between Dungeons & Dragons and Charles Manson.
Yeah, please, somebody read it, because absolutely good. No one has read it.
I've read it. I read it.
Well, you guys, thank you for reading it.
I read everything you write.
I don't know.
Including your diary.
Points, but... Please, yes, please read it. Do me a favor. Thank you very much.
All right.
See, that's what you see, Gormley.
Great. Thanks, Troy.
Oh, man.
All right, what... So if I were to try to escape, it would be a move action? Is it an escape artist check, or is
Yes. You could do escape artist, or you could do CMB check. Either way, it's a standard action just to try to break the grapple.
A standard action or move action?
Standard action.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking.
The thing is, they've grappled the two people that are least likely to be able to break free.
I know. I mean, I have a +3 escape artist, so I could roll that. Or I could try to cast Ear Piercing Scream. If it's dazed,
You're not going to be able to cast a spell that requires any movement of your hands.
Does Ear Piercing Scream require movement?
I'm sure it does.
Does it have a somatic component?
Almost all of them do. Do you see like a little S or a V next to the... Here, let me see it. Let me see your sheet.
V and an S.
Yeah, somatic. So that means you have to like do a certain movement with your hands, and when you're grappled, you're not allowed to do that.
It says you can't do anything that requires two hands. Like, if it was a mental or verbal thing, you just have to roll a concentration check.
I mean, which might be fucked up by a bird dick about to impale you.
So
you might not have a great concentration roll.
How can I concentrate? Look at that thing.
Breathe the pressure.
I mean, then I'm just going to roll the escape artist to try to get out of it.
Okay.
The Firestarter.
14.
Against its CMD? Yes?
Yeah.
You break free.
Oh! Hey!
Oh, that's huge, Gormley.
What'd you roll?
A 14.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yep, so you break free, and it's just sitting there with its heart on, staring at you.
All right, so that was a standard action? So now I could take a full move action?
But if you it gets an attack of opportunity. Well, if you do anything but a 5-foot
attempt to
stack.
Break free, so you can act normally as a standard action. You make your CMD. Yeah, you did that, and then defender escapes. Both parties lose the grappled condition.
Yeah, so you can move now, but he can get an attack of opportunity.
Correct.
But if you take a 5-foot step, you're fine. But then he'll just come at you again.
Grapple.
Right.
I mean,
now he's gonna have blue stork balls.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to acrobatics. Ooh, I could levitate.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
You should do that.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, and then the bird's going to fly, and then grapple in the air.
It's just a move action?
It's just a move action.
You don't have to concentrate?
You would still provoke.
I would still provoke, unless I roll the acrobatics.
Right. But they can probably fly.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste the... All right, I'm just going to try. I'm going to roll the acrobatics to try to get away.
They could be flightless, six-legged, greasy stork rapists.
I failed the acrobatics check. Well,
did you do a five-foot step? Because you could just take a five-foot step.
It's a seven on the acrobatics.
Okay, it attempts to claw you again and misses.
There you go. Cool. Now you can move your speed in any direction.
So you take a step back and it just out of its reach.
So yeah, I'm going to move six or whatever, however many squares I can possibly move. Send me towards the party, yeah.
Oh, great. Between me and Baron, right up by Baron.
Yeah.
Okay, Lork.
Oh, good, now I'm safe. Oh, God, spiders!
all right, Lork is going to... he's going to ignore the spider and try to save his friend. So he's going to leave the spider and provoke... Oh, actually, I'll roll an acrobatics. Check. Failed.
So I bite you?
Yeah, you can try.
You can try.
From hell's heart, I bite at thee.
Okay, it goes to bite. 14, I'm assuming misses?
Misses.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
All right, so I'm going to come up to the one that's latched onto Galabras and try to hack at it with my axe without hurting Galabras.
Hack off its sexual organ.
Yeah, hack off its sexual organ. Natural 19. Yeah. 26 to hit.
Now, let me ask you this. This was the one that already took damage, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nine damage.
Yeah, already. 9 damage already. 8 points of damage.
And you come up with your... What weapon are you using?
Axe. Masterwork Great Axe.
Masterwork Great Axe. Like, get off my new friend! Sa-boom! And you kill it.
Yes!
And
yes!
And it falls off of Galabras.
Oh, buy you one more round of not getting belly raped.
Yeah.
awesome. But now the next one, since everybody left him... Now it goes after Galabras. And it goes to claw.
Poor Galabras.
Goes to claw Galabras. Claws him.
Ugh.
Attempts to grab. And grapples him again. And you just again...
That's great. I had like 0.5 seconds of not being sexually assaulted by that bird.
Like, oh, thank God. Ah!
It's now the wrong time to mention that up until this moment, Galabras is still a virgin.
I would like to try. Lork would like to try a knowledge nature of these things.
Uh-huh.
Natural one. Wow. I am rocking and rolling, man.
Oh, my God.
You're like, get that dog off of Galabras.
Wow. Somebody get that celestial German shepherd off of him.
Okay. It's Baron's turn.
Baron turns... this is fucked up that he's doing it, but he's going to hope that Galabras understands it in the heat of battle. Galabras, can you still make water?
I'm making water right now!
Not in your pants, you damn fool! Can you still make water?
Yes! Ah! It's a corkscrew shaped like a... Ah!
I take a 5-foot step back and I throw my tangle burn bag at the spider directly in front of me.
Okay, so you step back and you throw it at the spider. Roll to hit.
23.
It hits.
And so...
So you get a DC 15 reflex save.
DC 20.
First DC 15 reflex save.
That's right.
To be glued to the floor.
All right, so DC 15 reflex save, or the spider is stuck to the floor. So you can hack away at it. Fails its reflex save.
Awesome. All right. Now.
So it hits and... It's stuck in place.
Like a
spider trap.
The bag comes flying at it. It explodes in this glue, and the glue goes all over its. Is it 8 legs on a spider?
Yes,
it's 8.
Arachnids.
Like I said, I rolled a knowledge of 1 on knowledge nature.
Is there 8 legs over on that in your real life? It was amazing.
I was thrown off by the 6-legged, greasy stork rapists.
Lark's like, get that horse.
This horse is coming after me.
Look at all these horse webs. All right, so it's glued to the floor, and then
DC 20 reflex save or catch on fire.
Yeah,
20 exactly.
That means it fails then, right?
No, it means it passes.
Wow, so just it's stuck, but it doesn't burst.
Yep.
And this was the same thing that Doctani was chucking at you guys. Then in hit Baron.
God, I was so excited to have Galabras get free of that duck penis and then just make it rain on that spider and explode it. Because it explodes as alchemical fire when you...
Yeah, the problem is I'd have to get directly next to it to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get a grit point back.
make sure you check out the Tumblr. I might throw up a picture of a duck penis.
please do.
Please don't. It's my screensaver. All right, Galabras, you're out. Are you moving back? Are you moved to
I'm moving.
You already moved.
I took a step back to
throw that. All right, Galabras. You just see this thing coming at you. It's making that noise. And it's like it's face to face with you and it's salivating.
I'm going to smack it right in its noggin. With my mace.
So what, -2 to attack?
Why?
Because you're grappled?
I'm not grappled.
Yeah, you are. Remember you said you had 0.5 seconds of...
Oh, that's right, that's right.
It's only -2, though, so it's not...
Oh.
Do it.
It's not the end of the world.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit it. But... Yep, sure don't.
So you're like, get my place, please! you graze its erection. All right, spider.
It is engorged further.
Spider number one is just, it's stuck there. No, the one that Baron Tanglefoot, it's stuck there, so it tries to just Spider-Man at Baron, shoots a web at Baron, or attempts to. 16.
What, to hit?
Yeah.
That's a fail.
All right, so the web just sails over you and lands on Glabbers.
He and the duck live happily ever after.
And the other one comes up to, follows Lork, and goes to bite Lork. 16.
Nope.
All right. Gormley, you're up.
Gormley's going to cast Command on the griff that's grappled Glabrous. So you get a DC 14 will save, and I'm going to command it to release Glabrous.
Well, no, wait. It has to have intelligence. Well, it has to understand what you're saying.
He speaks Griff.
It has to understand. I thought it was just if it's subject to mind-altering
effect. You have to be able to speak in a language that it understands.
All right, well, then I won't do that. instead, I'll just shoot my crossbow at the spider who's glued to the floor.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, nice. And he has like a -4 to his dex.
Yep.
So his AC goes down.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't matter because I rolled a 10.
Well, it might.
Is it flat-footed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's flat-footed and a -4, or it's just flat-footed?
I can't remember. It was a while ago.
You rolled a 10 or it's 10 total?
I rolled a 5.
Oh, okay. All right.
Entangled creature takes a -2 penalty on attack rolls and -4 to dexterity and must make a... Yeah.
Yeah, so a -4 dexterity is a -2 to the AC.
Right.
So it does not hit.
Okay.
Okay, that was Gormley. Lork.
Kill that duck.
Yeah, Lork is going to try to kill this duck. So he's going to try to do an acrobatics check to avoid an attack of opportunity. He fails. So you get an attack with the spider.
Goes to bite 17.
Miss.
Oh, what's your AC now? 18?
18.
Nice.
And he will swing at this thing that's attached to his buddy.
Girl, get away from that thing!
16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, 15 points of damage.
Whoa!
Has yet to be hit. Was about to do something awful. Total hit points, 15. So you step up and just...
Wait, to be fair.
It's staggered. It's not
still up. If it's exactly zero.
It's exactly zero.
Yeah, then it's just staggered. Still, it can still do one more action.
Oh, so it can maintain the grapple and then try its thing.
It can maintain an erection.
It can do either or. Like, you can do...
Maintain a grapple isn't a standard action.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Sorry, man. I know.
Oh, so it has to be in the negative for it to be
unconscious and dying.
But zero, it's got one last...
It can keep doing it unless we knock it down.
So. Oh, right, because it's not...
It is disabled. So it can move or act. And if it does, I believe, take a standard action, it does lose one hit point for taking a standard action.
Right. So that would...
I don't know.
You know what? As its dying wish, maybe it will keep the family alive.
Oh, God. This is awful.
And that was Lork's turn, and it is now the Griff's turn.
No!
So
I have failed in my
Lork mission. Steps up. Oh. Boom! And just as its claws are starting to come around, its rock-hard spiral penis tries to enter your stomach.
Oh, God. Fucking awful.
Come on.
22 to hit.
Oh!
So you just feel
like... Wait, I have a buckler.
I have a buckler!
You seem to have forgotten I have a buckler.
So you just feel like... it breaks the surface of your stomach, and you're like, oh my God!
Oh, man.
This
really is like Alien right
like
now.
An erection that pierces a chainmail shirt. Man.
It tells you it's a corkscrew.
Lasts more than
for the
four
record,
hours.
Galabras probably said no.
I certainly...
No means no!
I've been screaming no for the last four rounds,
you
think.
Take 1 point of damage, and you just feel like... Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Two things being implanted inside your stomach.
Holy shit, this is crazy.
And then the Griff falls unconscious.
Oh my God, it is aliens!
Oh man. I've been just, hurt! I've been John just, hurt!
Good job. And typical male, he falls off Galabras and falls asleep.
All right. You weren't even going to cuddle.
She may even maintain the grapple for 5 minutes.
Just as it passes out, it says, I'll call you. Baron, you're up.
I'll totally call you.
I'll totally call
you. Did you shoot the spider yet? Have you damaged him?
I have not.
No, you missed.
I missed.
Since this guy's stuck there, I want to flank the other spider with Lork. So I'm going to say to Lork, let's flank him, buddy.
All right.
And I'm going to move into position behind him. And I'm going to shoot him. That's a 25.
25 hits. This is the spider that was going after Lork.
That's 5 points of damage.
All right.
No, 6. I'm sorry. I'm up close in point blank shot.
Point blank.
All right. Galabras, this thing has fallen off of you. You just felt two boom land inside of your stomach.
You gotta kill it, man. Coup de grace.
Oh no, it is dead.
It's dying.
You should keep on hitting it, even though it's dead.
Yeah, I think just for role playing purposes, I am just gonna like try to like crush it on the ground with my mace.
Okay.
I hope you hit for role playing.
Nope.
No. It's a coup de grace.
Yeah, just
if we're even if blowing it's okay. Just
yeah,
for
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It is. You automatically hit.
It's a critical.
It's an automatic critical.
And it rolls.
Draw a critical card.
It rolls a fortitude.
Well, not yet. He's going to roll damage. So
oh,
you
right.
Roll damage, double it, and then he's got to do a
fortitude save.
Yeah, DC 10 plus the damage dealt.
So it's at negative one right now.
All right, so 10 damage.
And he kills him. He just goes, just smashes, pulls the mace up, and it's covered in blood and feathers.
And semen. No, it's all inside of him. Sorry.
It's all in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lork just kind of out of the corner of her eyes, like, that's the father of his children.
At least someone's going to have children
around
these parts. What
did you do to that
poor
dog?
All right, spider time. The one, this is round 5. The one in the that's stuck to the ground attempts to shoot Gormley with a web.
-2 to attack.
Why? Oh, because it's yeah. So it's going to be 19. Excuse me, 22.
That succeeds.
Okay, so it hits you, and you're entangled in this web. So when you're entangled.
You're just going to just shoot him to death. You can both be entangled, but you can keep on reloading, right?
You can't. You can move, but you only move at half speed, and you take a -2 on attack rolls and a -4 to dex. You have to make concentrations checks to cast all spells. So basically, at the risk of telling you your own business, you're going to want to try and get out of this web. But you can still move around. It's just like...
And we're kind of escape artists to get out of it?
Yep, that's one of the things you can do. Okay, and then Spider 2... I guess that's Baron it's up next to. It's close to Baron. Because Baron just shot it with a gun. So it tries to bite Baron. 15.
Miss.
Miss. Gormley.
I'm going to escape artist to try to get out of here. 11. No, I'm sorry, 9.
No, you're like that 70s Spider-Man cartoon. Just, can't get out of this.
And remember, your escape artist goes down by 2 points because you have a -4 to dex right now.
Right.
So you'd be even worse than that.
So it'd be even worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 7. You're terrible.
Hey, remember that time you hit yourself in the face with an axe?
Can't pull your own bowstring back?
Hey, remember when your son died?
Who's laughing now?
All right, so was that my standard? Was that a standard action or move action?
That was your attempt to escape, so now you can move at half speed.
I'm going to waggle over to Galabras and be like, are you all right?
No!
What a motley duo they are.
I've never been less than all right.
Yeah, I've never been less okay in my entire life.
The cave of fluid shooters. That's what this is.
Lork, you're up.
Okay, I will. I'll charge the spider, and I'm going to do a power attack.
Oh, now again, power attack is what, a +2 to attack, -2 to AC, or it does damage?
No, power attack is -2 to hit.
Right.
Oh, -2.
No, -1. You're right. -1 to hit, +3 to damage.
So power attack, you're substituting accuracy for damage.
Right. But I'm charging, which gives me a bonus to accuracy.
And he's
and
flanked.
And a decrease to AC.
And he's flanked.
And he's flanked. So
you want to just roll
damage. I'm gonna get +2 for the charge, +2 for the flanking, and then -1. So a total of +6 over top of my already existing. So
my head just exploded.
Just not roll a 1. 17.
Hit.
I roll a 4 on the die. And then, so another 3 damage on top. That's 16 points of damage.
Ooh,
nice. Hell yes.
And that one is completely dead now.
Yeah.
There we go.
So you're just like, school! You cut it in half.
I reached a high five lurk through the dead spider. We did it, buddy.
through the giant hole in the spider.
A moment of camaraderie amongst friends. All right, Baron.
Baron is going to just turn about face and shoot at that spider.
Okay. The one that's stuck to the ground.
-2 to his AC.
Oh, boy.
I kind of fumbled. I rolled 2 dice on accident, but... it's up to you if you
draw
want to
roll again. 20.
Roll again.
What just happened?
I don't know what just happened.
Woo, 22.
He had.
Wait. So he rolled a 1 and he was like, I don't want that.
He rolled
and
a 1.
And then he rolled again?
No, he rolled a 1 and a 20. He had two dice in the thing.
Oh,
okay.
But so one was a 10-sided die.
A 1 was a 10-sided die? Oh, no. Yeah. So you fumbled.
Yeah, you fumbled. I thought it was 2 20-sided die.
D20s. But they hit each other. I don't do that.
First day with your new fire.
Confirm. Confirm.
Oh. Well, I didn't. I hit him the second time. Okay, I rolled a 15.
Okay.
22 total.
Oh, it was not my pony again. So.
Oh,
not my pony.
Don't fucking ape me.
You know, it's a good thing because like a listener pointed out that like, because not my pony. Well, like,
shouldn't we have killed the off
the fumble? The fumble like hits an allied animal or mount, like it would hit Howie. Because he's the only ally.
Yeah, a listener pointed
yeah,
that
listener
out.
Oh, that's
out. Awesome.
Wait, so
just it's hidden somewhere on my person, though.
Can I try to not confirm again so I can kill Howie, please?
It also, what he was saying with the listener here.
Do we know the name?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was a while ago, a long time ago. But it basically,
sorry, listener.
Basically, they said if Troy was feeling particularly evil. And like this is what I would do if I was GMing. It's like have it hit Howie, but Howie is neither an animal nor a mount, for the record.
But he is an allied companion.
Right, he is a companion.
Imagine that. It's just he misfires and it grazes Gormley's pocket, and you just hear.
Yeah, no.
That was Gormley dying. Not Gormley. Howie. Okay, that was Baron's turn. Galabras.
Can you like reach in to yourself and rip anything out? Or
I'm
is
just
it
gonna
like
kind of like lift up my shirt and just like frantically like scramble at the
heel
the,
check or
the
something.
Wound there, yeah, like I'm gonna do a heel check to see what's happening.
Sure,
I can see by Troy's face. He's like, there is nothing that you can do to help yourself.
20-23 heel.
Okay, so as a full round action, you need to do this heel check, and. You move away your chainmail and you see this opening in your stomach, and you can just see it slowly pulsating. And you stick like two fingers inside of your chest cavity.
Why?
And you don't get too deep. And you pull out one egg.
Oh.
But you still see your chest pulsating.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And the act of pulling out that egg deals 1 point of damage.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
And you're just like...
I'm just picturing that the art of your character, like how beat up his face is.
Oh, yeah.
How scarred he is.
The giant scar.
Like, as if enough hasn't happened to Galabras.
Yeah, like, for a guy who's, like, in the luck domain, like, that's some really bad luck.
It's good storytelling. It's ironic. Okay, the one remaining spider there, the one that's still stuck to the ground, tries to shoot a web at Baron. And misses. The web sails over your head and lands on a stalagmite. Okay, and it is Gormley's turn.
So I took a -2 to attack if I try to shoot from my entangled state?
Well, you all... Yeah.
Yeah, -2 to attacks.
You take like a minus...
Whilst entangled.
4 because it's an attack minus and a dex minus.
Oh, and here's a question, Troy. Is this like a rock wall to Gormley's right there? Or is that a...
Yeah, that's a wall.
So then the spider has cover from you. You'd have to move out around.
You know what? He's still glued to the floor. I'm going to try to get out of this again. So I roll a 12. My escape artist is +3, but I lose that for my dex damage.
You lose 2 of it.
You lose 2 of it.
Plus 1.
So 13.
To break out.
13. And you wriggle free of the web.
Sweet.
Right.
Get off me!
And then can I...
It's like all wet and sticky, and you get out.
Well, I like that. can I shoot with the cover?
I believe the escape artist check was your...
With my standard?
Was your standard action.
All right.
In this case, yes.
Then I'll take a...
Yes, both are standard actions.
I'll step to my left to get it so I can have a clear line of shot at the spider just in case. Yeah.
Okay, so preparing. You now have a GM decision that is a clear line of shot. Okay, and it will be Lork's turn.
Lork, seeing this happen to Galabras, would like to try to... I mean, it's not perfectly... his hands have not been sterilized, but he'd like to try to do a heal check and rip the other egg out.
Do you want to...
Okay. Oh, by the way, Galabras, you have the second condition I should have mentioned.
So, yeah,
okay.
He's looking like woozy on his feet, and Lork is like, hold still. I'm going in. I'm getting it out.
Oh.
Giant half-orc.
Oh, 23.
Oh, yeah.
So Lork just like... doing minor surgery like he used to do on the battlefield.
Yeah. Ranger, man. Ranger.
You pull the other egg free. Galabras takes another 1 point of damage because you just reached into his chest cavity. The stomach no longer seems to be pulsing. And you just drop that egg on the side of the ground.
Oh, my God. That's another point of damage, you said?
Yeah, one point of damage every time removing these
I'm
eggs.
Sorry, Galabras, but...
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think we got them all. So shaken.
And you're no longer sickened in terms of the game.
I believe I'll be sickened for the rest of my life.
There is one spider left. Baron?
Baron's going to move back towards Galabras, and as a standard action, he is going to clear his firearm with quick clear. He's not going to do it ultra quick because he's not going to use a grip point and going to do it as a standard action.
Okay. So doing a quick clear of your broken weapon. It regains non-broken. And now it is Galabras' turn.
I think you should just rest for a while.
I'm going to hold.
Hold your action.
I'm gonna sit in the fetal position in the shower.
Channel positive emotions.
Yeah.
Okay. Galabras is going fetal. The spider shoots a web at Gormley again, standing right up front, and misses.
Excellent.
So now it is Gormley's turn in round 7.
Crossbow. Misses.
Misses. Lork.
Lork is going to move forward and attack with his axe, the spider that can't move.
Okay.
No bonuses. This time, 11 to hit.
11 misses. Baron.
Baron is going to swift action, rapid reload, and move within 20 feet of the spider. Yeah, right there. That's fine. And he's going to shoot at it.
All right.
Have we hit him yet?
No.
25 to hit.
Hits.
Damage.
It's not critical, is it?
No, it'd be a 27.
Okay.
7 damage.
7 damage. And over the course of the next couple minutes, you kill the spider that can do nothing.
It's completely not unmoving.
As much fun as it would be to roll, you definitely kill it.
I didn't kill it in that first shot, did I?
No.
Fuck. I want that crit point, baby.
We'll imagine that
it could have diseased us, though, for the record.
Only if it bit you, but it stuck to the ground, and I assume you guys would stay far away. Let's say for story's sake, Galabras comes up and is like, smashes it.
Yeah, I like that.
I could lay the killing blow.
Wow.
Whoa.
2 minutes later, the eggs hatch. And two little tiny distorted mutated versions of the griff with Galabras' face fly away.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my god. Wow.
So what would have happened if we hadn't gotten those eggs out? Would they have hatched?
They would have hatched inside of them.
Yeah, they hatched inside long? Of you.
And then burst out very quickly in 2 minutes.
Wow. So what's the DC just on the heel check? Is it?
And we're sure it was 2.
It's a DC 20 heel check.
Yeah. Oh,
and I forgot Galabras' second, which would have given him a -2 to his heel check, but he rolled a 22, and it was DC 20.
Right.
So he still got it.
Yeah.
DC 20 heel check, and it takes a point of damage.
And do they implant like 1d4 eggs or something?
Yeah, 1d4 eggs, yeah. And so it rolled 2 eggs. And it draws nutrients from your flesh.
Yeah, these things are horrific.
I've never heard of these.
Yeah, I've
before.
Seen them once before in another game, and wow! Can't they also? Is that all they do? I thought that they could like lift you up, like fly you up in the air. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Not these ones. Yeah, okay. No, these things just. That's why you know it's bad when. Yeah, the claw attack hits. Doesn't do any damage.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Like,
you're like, I just want damage. Just give me damage.
When's the other shoe gonna drop? Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, blossom. Okay. What are you guys thinking?
Well, I mean, I don't think does anybody want to take a hit on the wand? I didn't take any damage.
I didn't take damage.
I took 2 points, so I'm going
to
hold off.
I think we're good. Probably just a general heal check to bandage yourself up, I guess.
Oh, I should say, if they had hatched inside of you, you would have taken 4 points of con damage.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, so good thing you got them up. Yeah.
Per egg?
No, 2 per egg.
Oh.
So imagine if four eggs went in there.
Oh. Yeah.
And oh, my God. It'd be dead.
8 points of con. Is your con 8? Oh, you probably...
It's 10.
Well, 10 con.
But oh, no, it's...
Not a good place to be.
But still then, at -2, you die. Permanently.
At -2 con?
No, at -2 below 0, you would die permanently because your con bonus...
Yeah,
because
your con...
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Your total con would be 2. His total con would be 2.
Yep. Brutal. Brutal.
Yep. Oof. Okay, so I guess we don't really need healing. I think that we can just keep moving forward. It looks like there's only one route out over the bridge.
Yeah, we can cross the bridge and like...
Unless we want to check like the outer walls for any secret...
Yeah, can I look for unusual stone stuff? Kind of go around the room?
Everybody roll a perception check.
Okay. 20, even.
20 even for Gormley as well.
15.
15.
Okay, so Gormley and Lork, as you guys start checking out the walls, you're like, stand back! Because you notice that, like, along a lot of these stalagmites in the back are, like, gossamer-thin sheer webbing that you would have walked right into. That are, like, connected from stalagmite to stalagmite in the back left corner of the room and on the other side of the ravine closer to where you guys are. Like on either side of the ravine, there's stalactites. And so, if you had walked into that, you would have become immediately entangled.
Oh.
So, you're like, stand back.
All right. I think we just probably go over the bridge here. I mean, can I do a perception? I just do perception, but there's nothing on the floor here. There's nothing like strewn about. There's no like piles of.
No, you think that like rubble or. You gotta imagine this has been. Untouched by the public for centuries. So these creatures that live in here are just creatures that like crawled in through crevices and breeded and came about. And
bread.
Like, this is it, bread. Thank you. I could use some bread.
And so this
God, so those these like duck six legged things are probably using the spiders as their hosts.
Right. And you like, know oh, what? Yeah. I think a good way for me to end this episode is to say that even though you murdered everything in this room, there'll be two more griffs that live here for centuries to come with Galabras's face.
No!
We'll
the happy
next.
Father.
No!
We'll see you next
I don't
week.
Want to pay the alimony. I don't want to pay the child support. I'm not going to do that.